Well, Darrell, I know you've lost the tie, but there are lots of positives to take from that 90 minutes, aren't there?
Yeah, certainly the fitness levels of the lads, the work rate of the lads, the way we defended as a team, I thought was outstanding today. Obviously against a very, very decent team in Sheffield Wednesday, a lot higher up the pyramid than us, but testament to the players really, looking after themselves. It's our first game, competitive game in 182 days, and I think they deserve a massive pat on the back, and so does my S&C coach Mark Bradley, to be honest with you, because he's put a lot of work and graft into making sure that the levels of the fitness levels of the lads are good.
And having taken it to penalties, just unfortunate you couldn't get over the line.
Yeah, certainly, and the lads will be disappointed that's missed the penalties, Josh and Alfie, but they shouldn't be disappointed in the work rate and the performance. I just thought in the course of the game we had a couple of opportunities where the transition of the ball, if we'd have looked after it better with a bit of better quality, we could have hurt that and got that crucial first goal, because I thought we defended superbly and looked quite compact and made it very difficult for Sheffield Wednesday to break us down.
And that was the point, really, defensively and in midfield, was you played really well as a unit, as you say, you used that word compact.
Yeah, we worked the game plan. We obviously know they're going to have a little bit more of the ball than us, and work to hurt them on the counter at the right times. And if one player opts out with that, you're in trouble. And there's one or two times, they're always going to get in one or two times where it was a little bit nerve-wracking. But we've had our opportunities in the game as well. We've had some key moments in there where, where we could have perhaps got the first goal.
And Zach Jules, I thought, particularly caught the eye at left back.
Yeah, he's had an outstanding pre-season. Really, really good, strong pre-season. As a majority of the boys, to be honest with you. So the contemplations are good. See Nursey when he comes on. He's got real good attributes as well. Can look after the ball. So we've got a decent balance within the squad. So early days, yeah, obviously with the first game. But we're looking forward to the challenges ahead.
And you've got the likes of Osadibi and White to come into the group as well.
We have Danny Guthrie and Sinclair as well. So there's a little bit of... Bit more strength in depth now. We've got some good development players at the football club, and Alfie Bates is one of those out there. So really pleased, and really pleased with the performance. Disappointed with the result because I want to win football games, but we take it to Tuesday now.
Which is away at Bristol Rovers and going back to your old club?
Yeah, no, exactly. Fantastic, special memories at Bristol Rovers. So looking forward to going back. We're very disappointed. There's no fans here today. It's disappointing, and the quicker we get fans back into to football stadiums, will be great. Thank you. Cheers, guys.
You mentioned Zach Jones, but also thought Cam Norman had a good
game. Yeah, strong as well. He's done a very solid pre-season as well, Cam has, so that's good. And Hayden's coming in for a bit of competition for places. So it's going to be a real intense nine-month season, where everybody's going to be used and utilised, and certainly in these first four to 6 weeks, or back to the end of October, we've got so many games, so we've got to make sure that the lads are at the right fitness levels before they start playing competitive games.